For everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. He hath made everything beautiful in its time. Also he hath set eternity in their heart, yet so that man cannot find out the work that God hath done from the beginning even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good so long as they live, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy good in all his labor is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God hath done it, that men should fear before him. That which is hath been long ago, and that which is to be hath long ago been. And God seeketh again that which is passed away. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 15. In yesterday's Daily Bread, we touched on some principles regarding the providential government of God. In our text, the providential care of God is described by revealing an order to the course of life. In the course of life, Solomon explains that there is a time for everything under heaven. However, when an attempt is made to understand it all, it is evident that man lacks the ability to comprehend or alter the course of life. As a result, the best thing for man to do is to accept it, do good, and enjoy what God has determined to provide. Therefore, for everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. And to these seasons and times, God hath made everything beautiful in its time. This beauty has been defined as a quality that pleases both the intellectual and moral senses. Intellectual in the sense that all things are perfectly adapted to the grand scheme of providence, and morally in that man's limitations will cause man to recognize his limitations and fear the Almighty Sovereign God. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Solomon, saying, "For what hath a man of all his labor, and of the striving of his heart, wherein he laboreth under the sun? For all his days are but sorrows, and his travail is grief. Yea, even in the night his heart taketh no rest. This also is vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink and make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw that it is from the hand of God. For who can eat or who can have enjoyment more than I? For to the man that pleaseth him, God giveth wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up that he may give it to him that pleaseth God. This also is vanity and a striving after wind. Ecclesiastes 2:22-26.